You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Allison Cooper and Susan Cox, both here to talk about Girl Scouts of America and Girl Scouts of Alaska. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes. Thanks, both of you, for being here today. How are each of you involved with Girl Scouts?
Well, I'm Allison. I am, right now, I'm the membership specialist here. I'm really the only one that works in Southeast.
Mm.
But I'm a longtime troop leader, and so many, many years as a volunteer before I became a staff member.
And this is Susan. I am involved in the annual auction fundraiser that we have every year here now in Juneau. I was involved with the Tongass Alaska Girl Scout Council for 20 years, probably close to, before we became the Girl Scouts of Alaska. And I was on the board of the Girl Scouts of Alaska for a period as well. But my main involvement now is our fun auction.
Cool, cool. And yeah. You're both Girl Scouts yourselves.
That's right.
Yeah. I was only a brownie. Tell me about today's Girl Scouts. What do they most enjoy learning and doing?
Well, it's one of the great things about Girl Scouts is it's a range of activities. So it's kind of fun. I watched things that I did when I was a Girl Scout a very long time ago, and they enjoy those things too. But a lot of STEM now, a lot of outdoors, a lot of life skills. Right now the cookie program is kicking in, so you're going to see a lot of entrepreneurship. hitting the streets, but they really do like STEM activities, and there's been a big push to really allow girls to express themselves through STEM and introduce them and let them experience that and see themselves as scientists and engineers and in fields that they haven't necessarily traditionally seen themselves in.
That's great. Anything to add?
Well, Allison's been involved with the Lego robotics in connection with Girl Scouts for quite a few years, and she's also just spent a day at Eagle Crest on Monday doing an outdoor fun day for girls at the ski area. So it's really varied from camp to the usual things that you associate with Girl Scouts from the past, as well as the science and outdoor fun things.
Well, it sounds like it's a evolving, changing over time, going in a good direction. But one thing that hasn't changed are the cookies. Is it time for them to go on sale?
It's coming.
Okay.
Just about a week. So they should be hitting the streets on the 29th of this month.
Anything new this cookie season?
Oh, there is. There is a brand new cookie out. It is called Lemon Ups.
Ooh.
It is. Actually, I have some for you.
No, you
lemon
do
ups.
Not.
I do too. I have lemon ups for you.
Come with gifts.
So that's the brand new one. And I also brought you a box of Samoas just because you need those. I don't have Thin Mints, and I'll tell you why, because Mark at Copa is wonderful, and I gave him all my advanced copies of Thin Mints, and he made ice cream for our cookie rally
that
we do.
That's
we do.
Wonderful.
So, yep, the girls will be out and about. And you can find cookies. So everybody's been asking me for 6 months or since the last time that they saw cookies in the stores. Now when can we have them? You can go to there's a cookie locator app. No kidding. There's an app for that. Cookie locator app. Or you can just go to the website, Girl Scouts of Alaska, and you can find my cookies and you can find your cookies there.
I hope was designed by a Girl Scout.
Yeah. I don't know. But they're out, Fred's and Safeway, all the main places you'll see them. But keep an eye out for those girls that are selling the cute little daisies. They'll get so excited about letting you have those. And those older girls that may not be quite as adorable looking, but they have grand adventures planned that they are going to use this to fund.
Excellent. Yes, they sell the cookies so they can go out and do their things. That's terrific. So, thank you so much for the cookies. These lemon ups look great. They are lemon cookies baked with inspiring messages to lift your spirit. So I'm excited to try those. And thanks for the Samoas too. I don't like Thin Mints that much. That's just me. Okay, so that's cookies, and they are selling until March 29th. Is that
they
true?
Will start on 29th is when we will
February.
Hopefully.
Oh, they start right. until February.
Right.
They start
they
on February 29th.
Right. That's when they should hit the streets.
Okay.
And we should, hopefully they will arrive at AML and we will unload them on that day, and they will be out pretty much the month of March.
That's terrific. Another event you wanted to discuss today, the 28th Annual Girl Scouts in Southeast Alaska Auction. That's coming up Saturday.
That's right.
6 to 10 at the Jack. Tell me about that.
Well, it's just such a fun night, and we have a group of volunteers who once we started working on it, can't seem to extricate ourselves from the planning, but we have a lot of fun. We're so lucky, as you hear, I know, from so many of your guests, to have wonderful businesses and individuals in town to support nonprofits, and Girl Scouts is certainly no exception. We have a variety of silent auction items, as well as over 20 live auctions items that two of our auctioneers, Jesse Keel and Alicia Hughes-Scandis, will be selling off to the highest bidders. We have a dessert auction. We have at least a dozen fabulous desserts from home bakers to some of the restaurants in town. And those will be auctioned off by our auctioneers as well. So it includes No Host Bar and fabulous food from Breeze Inn. So it's really a fun event.
And it's a long-running event. This is the 28th annual. How many of you attended?
I think all of them.
No kidding.
It's entirely possible. It started with the Tongass, Alaska Girl Scout Council as just a local intra-council event, I guess you would say. And we used to coordinate with an annual meeting of the membership. And so it did rotate from Sitka to Ketchikan to Juneau. And I was a board member back in the early days when that happened. And then since, I've definitely been involved ever since Girl Scouts of Alaska was formed in 2009. And we've had it here in Juneau every year.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What commitment.
Yeah.
Any memorable moments from auctions past? Dramatic bidding wars?
It's funny to see what things people will get really hot about. Yeah, we had a trip across the Gulf of Alaska on a tote maritime ship that was really such a unique item. There was some pretty heavy bidding and vying for that one. But we're really lucky to get. We have a condo in Rancho Mirage in Palm Springs area. We have now another one in Hawaii. We have trips to Gustavus and Seward and all kinds of just wonderful things. They're not all local, so that's the fun thing is people. We have board members in Anchorage who will be coming down for a meeting and bringing some extra goodies from really all over the place.
A trip to Tropical Seward.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. No, those sound amazing. I imagine this is going to be a popular event. Do we need a ticket to attend?
It does cost $40, and you can get tickets at the door. You can get tickets from the Jack online or you know, by calling the Jack. And then if people have questions or want to contact me, I can give you my number.
Okay. So that's fantastic. So again, that's Saturday, February 22nd, the Juneau Arts and Culture Center starting at 6 p.m. It's the 28th annual auction benefiting Girl Scouts in Southeast Alaska. Where might we find out more information about Girl Scouts of Southeast Alaska or this event or anything else we have questions about?
Well, in general, the Girl Scout website, girlscoutsalaska.org, is a great place to start. You can reach me locally here, acooper@girlscoutsalaska.org, or you can just call the main office and they can always get you to me. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. I can give you my phone number. I can be reached by text pretty easily here. The office number is a cell phone, 209-3098. I'm looking to put girls in troops. I'm always looking for volunteers, people who want to do long-term or short-term, just want to engage in Girl Scouts and understand the value of what Girl Scouts does.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Allison and Susan, thanks so much for being here today. And don't miss the annual auction this Saturday. Anything else either of you want to add or mention?
I would just say the auction is open to everyone, whether you were a Girl Scout or not. And certainly you have to be 21 to attend because we have a No Host Bar. So,
gotcha.
But please come.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for being here today, both of you.